Yellow 10. November 5 Alpha, Whiskey. QRZ, November 5 Alpha, Whiskey, M5AW. Hello, Test 1-2, November 5 Alpha, Whiskey. November 5 Alpha, Whiskey.
Alpha, Alpha 3, Hotel Delta.
Hey, A3HB, good afternoon. Just checking things out before the contest here. Go ahead.
Yo, Roger, I'm just checking things out before the contest. I'm here in Wells, Maine, and you're 5'8", 5'9", go ahead.
Okay, very good. Well, you're Burnett, Texas, Central Texas, name is Mark, Mike April, Roger, Victor. Yeah, big 50 worldwide this weekend.
Yeah, Roger, on that, Mark. The name here is Tony, Tango, Oscar, November, Yankee.
Okay, Tony. Well, we've got a lot to do before things start here, so, well, I just realized I didn't have... Whoops. Okay, hold on. I have the amp turned on.
Well, whether you got an amp or not, like I said, you're 5'8 or 5'9 in here to Wells, Maine. I'm just running 100 watts off a Yaesu ST-991 Alpha on a vertical. Go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, didn't realize I didn't have the amp turned on. Yeah, we're running about a kilowatt here with a K3 and a Expert 1.3 KFA and a six element Yagi's.
Yeah, Roger on that. Well, you're sounding good from Texas. Sounding good. All right, well, we'll let you go and get the rest of your equipment tested out. And I appreciate the QSO. And have a great one. 7-3s. N5AW from AA3HD.
Okay, Tony. And yeah, I hope you haven't had too bad weather up there. Looks like the East Coast got a pretty good dose of wind and stuff, but... Anyway, have a good weekend, 7-3, and thanks for the call here. KA3HD at 5AW. Hello, 1-2. November 5 Alpha, Whiskey.
K8 Fox, WHAGU.
Is this frequency in use, please? Anyone using the frequency? Hello CQ, hello CQ, hello CQ. Calling CQ, CQ 15. Here's Whiskey 7, Romeo, Juliet, Romeo. W7RJR calling CQ, CQ. CQ, CQ, CQ 15. Whiskey 7, Romeo, Juliet, Romeo, W7RJR, calling CQ Lima. Who is the station calling? Come again. Okay, Kilo Delta 5, Juliet X-ray Foxtrot. Here's W7RJR. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for coming back to the call. My name is Bob Bravo, Oscar Bravo. I'm located in the city of Spokane in the state of Washington. I'll give you a report in the next over. You're 2-5. We'll see what you are in the S-meter here. KD5JXF, this is W7RJR, go ahead.
Well, very good, my friends. W7RJR, Bob. Translate your acquaintance. Neighbor is Sean, Sierra Echo Alpha November. Lake Charmaine, Sean Connery, hi. And I have you a Duke 5x5, a Duke 5x5, a little bit of QSB.
Yeah, okay, Sean. I didn't quite get your GPH. Yeah, you're a good signal, QSB. You were 5-9 on the last transmission. You're doing a very good job here. It's been a long, long time since I've been on 15-meter phone. The sunspots have not been kind to us, as you know, so I really haven't been up here for years, to tell you the truth. You were 5-9 in the last transmission. I'm using an IC7610 here, and I'm also using a solid-state amplifier by Tokyo High Power. I'm not hitting it very hard, maybe 700-800 watts on the peaks at the moment. And the antenna here is a 6-element log periodic in your direction, I believe. KD5JXF, this is W7RJR. Go ahead.
Well, very good, Bob. Okay, I'm negative back to you. Quite as extravagant as you're in. I have had a 7610 side-by-side to a 7300. And the 7610,
You took quite a drop there, Sean. I got your equipment, but I didn't quite get your antenna. could you repeat your antenna for me? Go ahead.
I'm sure you will, Bob. Nothing to speak of. A flat top dipole at about 35 feet, QSL.
Yeah, QSL, okay. I got you, Sean. Well, you're doing a marvelous job. The QSD, though, is taking a toll probably on both of us. You're anywhere from, my noise level here is about an S3, and you're anywhere from a 5 to a 9, so that's pretty good. It gets a bit tough on the ears when you get, all the way down to the bottom there, but otherwise pretty good. Well, they have the worldwide contest coming on, I think, starting here in another couple of hours. So I thought I'd start warming things up and make sure everything is working. Go ahead.
Well, Bob, you were doing very, very well then to each trip on, but I guess 5556, Q5 copy. And, like I said, I'm really
curious,
but, hey, I mean, it is what it is, I guess, what a man
do, Roger. Yeah, that's right. You can't fight Mother Nature, as they say. Okay, I just brought your QRZ page up, and I see you're in Panama, Oklahoma. Okay, I'm not quite sure where that is, but, anyway, it's quite interesting. And, really nice to meet you for the first time here in 15 meters. The weather here, by the way, is, it's partly cloudy, I guess is the best way to describe it. And the temperature is 51 degrees. How about by you, Ed?
Well, Bob, much the same on my end. We had five, both to our area, and
Oklahoma. Yeah. Very good. Well, I've not spent much time in Oklahoma. I've passed through there, two times. Tulsa, I think, and maybe Oklahoma City. So, I don't have too many experiences to relate with you, but hopefully I'll get to spend some more time there one of these days when I travel around a little bit more. We recently picked up a secondhand motor home, and we're looking forward to the possibility in the spring of going out and traveling around a bit. So it'd be interesting to get back in your neck of the woods there. Yeah, the weather here, we've had a lot of rain after a summer that was very, very hot and very, very dry. We probably went 4 months without hardly a drop of rain. And, of course, we had a lot of wildfires here and a lot of smoke. So, glad to be rid of all of that. This is W7RJR. Go ahead.
Very good, my friend, W7RJR. Yeah, I understand. I had my sister-in-law and niece and nephews, they resided down in
Used to make it through your hearing quite often, but you don't have a whole bunch, I miss, and a whole bunch I know, Roger. Yeah, I can understand that. I've been here for 25 years now in this location. I'm retired from the Army, so when I was in the Army, I traveled around a lot. Been to 5 continents and traveled around, probably hit 40 of the 50 states at one time or another. So I've been pretty much done with the nomadic life. But, you know, being retired and everything, it's nice to travel around and see some of the things that you haven't seen that are in your bucket list. Go ahead.
Sure, sure, Bob. Yeah, I mean, let me back you up and say,